In this bulletin, the New South Wales-Victoria border to be closed from Wednesday, Victoria records two more coronavirus deaths, and in football, Victoria's A-League teams will relocate to New South Wales before the border closes. For the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. Two Victorians have died from coronavirus in the past 24 hours, taking the state's death toll to 22 and the national figure to 107. Victorian Health Minister Jenny Mikakos confirmed on Twitter the victims were two men in their 60s and 90s who died in hospital. It comes as the state marks its highest ever daily rise in cases, reporting 127 new infections. The previous record was 111 on the 28th of March. The New South Wales-Victoria border will close from midnight tomorrow in response to a record spike in Victorian COVID-19 cases. All of Melbourne will now be considered a virus hotspot, with a travel ban on Melburnians to take effect from midnight tonight. Only those with a travel permit, including essential workers and residents of border communities, will be allowed to cross into New South Wales. Despite previously criticising other jurisdictions over border closures, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian insists it's warranted due to high levels of community transmission.
This is unprecedented in Australia. That's why the decision of the New South Wales government is unprecedented. We've not seen anything like this. In fact, when New South Wales had the record number of cases a day in March in Australia, again, the vast majority of our cases were either overseas travellers or the direct contacts. Because the Victorian situation is so different, it's actually a new phenomenon in Australia.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is welcoming the decision, as Ms Berejiklian calls for other jurisdictions to reopen their borders to New South Wales. Support is pouring in for some 3,000 residents living in Melbourne's 9 locked-down public housing towers. 16 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported amongst the tenants in North Melbourne and Flemington, almost doubling the total in the buildings to 53. Community legal centres have established a phone line for residents seeking legal information, who can call 1800 113 432. Premier Daniel Andrews says essentials have been delivered to tenants, including over 3,000 meals and halal options, 500 food hampers, personal care items and kids' toys.
It would be a massive task, and it is fair to say that no element of this is easy. I want to reassure everyone in those towers, their family, beyond those 9 towers, and indeed every single Victorian, that there are literally hundreds and thousands of people working, from police to social workers to nurses and doctors, all the way through to people working in our supermarkets, people working in commercial kitchens. There is many, many hundreds, and indeed it runs into the thousands of people, and they are all doing their absolute best.
Australian Waste Recycling will receive a $190 million cash injection from the federal government in a boost to both the economy and the environment. The Recycling Modernisation Fund hopes to generate $600 million in investments and create over 10,000 jobs, particularly in regional areas. 10 million tonnes of waste thrown out by Australians will be turned into useful products such as roads, carpet and building materials. Environment Minister Susan Lee says it will ensure valuable resources are put back into the economy.
Trust in what you put in your recycling bin actually being recycled in a way that adds value, adds jobs, and makes sure that Australia meets the commitment that Prime Minister Morrison ensured we undertook a year ago. It's our waste, it's our responsibility.
The Today Show has banned One Nation leader Pauline Hanson as a regular guest after she made remarks described by some as racist. Ms Hanson appeared on the Nine Network show and made disparaging comments about residents under lockdown in Melbourne's public housing buildings. Nine's News and Current Affairs Director Darren Wick condemned the Senator's accusations as ill-informed and divisive. In football, Victoria's three A-League teams will join their AFL, NRL and Super Rugby counterparts in leaving the state ahead of the New South Wales border closure. Within the next 24 hours, Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City and Western United will move to a Sydney quarantine hub. Teams have been in talks with Football Federation Australia, which is expected to make an announcement today. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a few showers, 17. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 14. Melbourne, shower or two, 14. Hobart, partly cloudy, 10. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 17. Sydney, possible late shower, 18 degrees. Newcastle, much the same. Brisbane, mostly sunny and 23. Cairns, shower or two, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 32. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.